Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Connections with Eva Longoria. I'm Eva Longoria. Today, we are exploring our connection to aging. Now, I got to admit, in my head, you know, I have a committee in my head. The jury is still out on my relationship with aging because sometimes I embrace it knowing like it's inevitable, you know, sure. Even loving the idea of aging because I think it equals like wisdom and growth and maturity. And the next day I'm like, why do I have another gray hair? Why can't I run on the treadmill like I used to? So I think there's a lot to unpack here regarding why does aging give us so much anxiety? I don't know if it's the idea of death. Is it that we're running out of time? Is it the idea of vanity, our looks, our body? What is it about aging? Because the fact of the matter is, if you're alive, you're aging. So why all the worry? It's going to happen whether or not we have anxiety about it. And our relationship with the aging process, I think, not only tells us important things about how we see ourselves, but also how we see others and how we see the world. And so I'm really excited to have this conversation today with the incredible Isabel Allende. She needs no introduction. She's a best-selling author, highest-selling Spanish language author in the world, from House of Spirits and Evaluna to her new book, Violeta. Her writing has always explored many different ideas, but one theme that she has examined beautifully is this idea of aging and what it means to get older. She's given a TED talk about it. You got to check it out. So I'm very excited and thrilled to welcome Isabel Allende to the show today to talk with us. Thank you for joining us, Isabel.
Thank you, Eva. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
How are you doing? You have a new book out, Violeta. I want to talk about that because I feel like it's just another masterpiece from your head. You write so much. Like, does it just pour out of you? Like, I can't even write in my journal.
Look, the pandemic has given me time, silence, and solitude to write. And I have never been more creative. I will be 80 years old this year, and I don't have enough time for all the ideas I have in my head. I mean, I'm bubbling inside.
Wow. That's amazing. Because your life, your career, and your life is so fascinating to me. Because you're this amazing, prolific author. And I think people think you've been doing it your entire life, but you actually wrote your first book at 40.
Yeah, that's an old age to get started in this profession.
I don't think people know that. And you've written close to 30 books. So, like, tell me about that journey.
No, I have written only 27.
Oh, 27. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not 30.
There's still time. There's still time. Yeah. But what was that journey like? Like, what happened at 40? Because a lot of people at 40 would think, like, all right, you know, my life has been determined. I'm in my career. I can't really start something new. And you did.
Well, I didn't have anything to hold on to. At 40, I felt that my life was a failure in many ways, that it was an exercise in mediocrity, that I hadn't done anything worth telling anybody about. My marriage was collapsing. It had collapsed before, and I was just holding it the best I could. My children were teenagers. They were going to college. They were leaving the nest. And I had a job administering a school, which was not the best job for me. And I just felt trapped. And getting older and living in exile missing my previous life and having no vision of my future life. And that's when suddenly, out of the blue, I started writing The House of the Spirits without knowing that it was a book and let alone imagining that it would be successful. So I lucked out. But I think that that crisis at 40 is something that happens to most people, especially women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, people always talk about a male midlife crisis.
That's a little later, probably.
Yeah, the man that buys the Ferrari, the man that divorces and marries the 22-year-old. Like, a man aging in society is viewed very differently than a woman aging, don't you think?
Well, we live in a culture that values only beauty, success, money, and youth. And as you get away from those values, mm-hmm. supposed values,
yeah.
You become disposable. And later you become invisible. And for women, it's harder than for men because everything in the media, the culture, art, everything sort of accepts the idea of an old fart with a very young chick. And the other way around, it seems obscene.
Mm-hmm. You talk a lot about aging in your writing. And so did you discover a different relationship with it through your writing? I mean, did you think one way and then you go, why am I doing that? Because your characters, to me, they're just these strong feminist women. Most of the time, you don't even place the country they're in. Sometimes you don't say the age. You just, like, you really write them so freely. And so did writing change your relationship to aging?
I don't know. I think that life experience, losses. I mean, my mother died at 98. She's the model for Violeta. She used to say, if you live long enough, you lose everything. You have come to the world to lose everything. And if you live long enough, you will experience it. Your friends, your job, sometimes your children, God forbid. And of course, your capacities. Your abilities, your capacity for attention and memory and connection and so many other things, and mobility, everything. From the moment we are born, everything evolves and changes. And I think that getting older is part of the change. And I never saw it as a stage in my life. For example, I come, and you come too, Eva, from a culture in which We never talk about the terrible twos or how terrible teenagers are. This is a new concept. Before, it was just a journey that you had to travel through. And you went through these different moments in your life. They were not separated from the rest. The terrible twos is not separated from being 5 years old. And being a teenager is just part of the process of the hormones and the body and everything between 11 and 22. So it's just part of the journey. And in my books, I write a lot about relationships. That's the only thing that really interests me, relationships between people. And of course, those people are from different stages in life, different moments, and they age. When I wrote The House of the Spirits and I finished the book, my son, who read it, said, "Mom, you have a character here in page 60 who is 18 years old, and in page 300, he's still 16 years old."
Yeah. In your new book, Violeta, the protagonist lives for 100 years and she experiences 4 love affairs. So what are your thoughts about romance at an older age?
Look, I'm experiencing it, Eva. Ah. I got married at 77. And if I live long enough, I will probably marry a fourth time. Who knows? Who knows? I remember my mother at 98, she was still willing to have romance. So who knows? In our culture, the idea that old people can fall in love and let alone have sex is just appalling.
Yeah.
But that happens at any age. The only difference between falling in love when I was 50 or 20 and now is that now I'm very aware of the passage of time. So there is a sense of urgency. I don't have any time to waste.
Mm.
And Roger feels the same way. So we are very careful not to waste a day in little petty things, you know, yeah. Getting angry about the socks that are in the stairway or whatever. Mm-hmm. No jealousy, no petty little fights, none of that stuff that sort of soils everything in a relationship. If I had known that when I was younger, maybe I wouldn't have two divorces.
Yeah, I agree. I also think like younger jealousy takes up such an amount of energy. I remember being so jealous. And like your stomach is inside out and...
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, it's the worst feeling. Why would anybody want that feeling? And so, yeah, I agree with you. Like, I think that's why with my second marriage... my third.
Yeah, your third. And you are way younger than me. So, Eva, you still will have a couple more.
I might have. Don't tell my husband that. But I do think like finding love at 40. I mean, I found Pepe when I was 40. And he's, you know, he was 50. I mean, it was just like, can we just enjoy this life together? Yes. Like what?
Yes.
I mean, I do yell at him for the toothbrush or something like that still, but.
don't. But what, you know what? Also, because we are aware of the passages of time, we are also aware of how our bodies deteriorate slowly but surely. And day by day, we don't notice so much. But when we look back, we can see it. We have been together for 4 years. And we can see how things change. And we have to be prepared to support each other. But let me tell you one thing that you said about aging. That is not true. It is not true that with aging, we get any wiser. We don't. My dear, we don't.
Oh, okay.
No, Eva.
That's my illusion.
No. With old age, we become more of what we already are. So if you are a miser, why would you be generous at an old age? If you are mean, why would you be nice at an old age? You are just worse. Nobody can stand you. So I keep telling people, start training now for a wonderful old age. And that includes not only taking care of your body and your health, but mostly take care of your relationships. Mm-hmm. Take care of how you see the world, of how you are in the world. Because that helps so much. And then when we age, it's not so hard.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I always associate aging with beauty, right? Like some people group beauty and aging together. And I think you've said it before, like, no, there's a huge difference. They're not one and the same, beauty and aging. Or what about beauty in aging?
I don't see that much beauty in aging. I see some old people who look pretty good, but most of them have the resources, you know?
they have good doctors.
Unless they have a wonderful soul. The most beautiful person I know is 96. And she's called Olga Murray, and you can Google her. And she is a woman that is full of purpose. She's been working for kids in Nepal for 30 years, saved thousands of kids from bondage, from trafficking, from orphanages. She's extraordinary. And so her eyes, her skin, everything is full of light.
Mm.
And that is wonderful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But the standards of beauty that we have cannot be applied at an old age because it's impossible. How would I, at 80, compare myself to a woman of 50 or 35? It would be crazy. That would make me so anxious and so unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to, when I look at myself in the mirror every morning, let me tell you, I get up very early, very early. I wake up at 5. By 6, I have taken my coffee and I'm in the shower. And then full makeup. Because no one is going to see me. I come up the stairs to the attic and I work all day alone here. And maybe the dogs will take a peek at me and that's it. But I need to look good for myself. So I have this discipline of taking care of my appearance as much as I can. I dress up as if I was going out. I put on makeup, not opera makeup, but makeup. And I have learned what are the things in my face that I can enhance and forget about the rest.
Mm.
Don't try to hide what you cannot hide.
Mm-hmm.
Just enhance. I remember when I was working as a journalist, I was doing some decoration. And one day I had to take pictures in a place that had a column in the middle of the room, a pillar, and there was no way that you could angle the camera so that the pillar wouldn't be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And an architect that was there with me taking the picture said, when you cannot hide it, enhance it. And we painted it red. So that's what I try to do. I can't hide the wrinkles, so I enhance the eyes.
Mm, that's so smart. That's a really good tip for life, too.
And don't be afraid of red lipstick, of being vain, because it helps you if that's your calling.
Yeah.
It is my calling, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm Latina, too, so I love lashes and I love lipstick. And I'm like, my husband's like, where are you going? I'm like, to the sala. I'm going to the living room.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, thinking about Olga and why is Olga so young, so young? She doesn't wear a cane. She doesn't wear glasses. I don't know how she does this at 96. And I think that after a certain age, when you have finished with your children and your grandchildren and your parents, you should have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Something that takes you out of bed every morning. A purpose. Don't become lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very important. I find that that's one of the main things of longevity is having purpose, waking up and doing something. It could be small, it could be writing a book, it could be big. How much of your life goes into your writing?
I think that the author is in every line in one way or another. Well, I'm talking about literary fiction, not a genre, for example, like crime novels or romance novels. That's different. But in literary fiction, why do you choose to write about that and nothing else, with those characters that have to say those things and nothing else? Because they're speaking for you. You're writing about something you care for.
Mm.
In Violeta, I lend Violeta my love experiences, of course, fictionalized that were not like that exactly at all.
Mm-hmm.
My foundation, the loss of my daughter, displacement, financial losses, everything that I have had, I could lend it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I also took from my mother's life.
Mm-hmm.
But what, in my opinion, is most interesting in the book is the century, the 20th century.
Yeah.
That was a fascinating time for the world that I have witnessed. It was a time of two world wars, of the Cold War, of the Holocaust, of the Declaration of Human Rights, of feminism, of workers' revolutions, of so much stuff, and science and technological inventions. And look, my stepfather, who was born in 1915, there were no telephones in Chile except 5 telephones that connected between those 5 families. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to see them, a man in the moon, and then the internet. He died at 102. So when you see that century, everything that happened is fascinating. And I love to write historical novels.
Yeah. Oh, I love your novels. I love historical fiction. I love how you set it up against these events that you can use as markers of, you know, what a woman had to face at that time. What do you think we could look forward to in aging? Like if somebody's not there yet and you go, just wait, just you wait. There's some...
I mean, look forward in a negative way?
No, or positive. I think positive. I mean, is there... Well, or negative is... Sure, either.
Well, first I have to say the negative. And the negative is you have way less energy. And therefore, the positive thing is that you use it in a very wise way. Mm. Because given that you don't have much, you have to use it as perfectly as possible. Mm-hmm. And that is something that if we learn before in life, we would live less with less stress. Because one of the things that I remember of my youth, your age, for example, was that I was running around like a rat. I mean, like a poisoned rat in a labyrinth, you know, desperate to do everything,
yeah.
to cope with everything, putting on myself more stress and more commitments and more responsibilities that I was called for. Why?
Why?
Why? And then when you reach an age in which you cannot do it anymore, you realize you wasted a lot of time. And now your time is precious.
Yeah.
So you use it better. And that's something good. Then by the time you get older, you know who you are, what you like and what you don't like, what you are willing to compromise for and what you are not. In that sense, you have become much more selective. And that makes life easier and more fun, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What I found that I've done as I've gotten older is made my circle smaller, right? Like I think when we're young,
of course.
The circle, your social circle, right? You waste so much energy on so many people when you're young. And I think you learn to curate that as you get older. What are your thoughts about that? Of like you birds of a feather, right?
Well, also going back to the pandemic has made me very aware of the energy I have and how I'm going to spend it. And I'm not interested in most of the people I know. So why would I spend time with them? I have reduced the circle to a minimum of great friends, people that give me something intellectually, emotionally, spiritually. It's the same with the books I read. I don't read everything anymore, just those books that will be a pleasure to read.
Mm.
I'm not going to make the effort of reading something because everybody else is reading it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that people don't expect you to take care of them.
When you're older?
Yeah. And I can't tell you, Eva, how wonderful that is. I've been taking care of people all my life.
Yeah.
All my life. I mean, first, of course, my family, my children, my husband, then a second husband, then my parents for a long time, for more than 20 years. Mm. And suddenly, grandchildren are independent, my parents are gone, and there's this freedom of not having to take care of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to live a very long life to reach that point.
I can see how that's super freeing. You're right. There's this, especially for women.
We are the caregivers.
Yeah.
We are the caregivers all our lives, and we are trained for that. Since childhood, we are trained to serve and help.
Yeah. One last question. Do you still fantasize about Antonio Banderas?
Of course, I will to the rest of my days. My mother was 98 and had erotic dreams with Antonio Banderas, so why would I not do the same?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. What about you? Who is your fantasy?
Oh, Ricky Martin.
Who's that?
Ricky Martin. Living La Vida Loca.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Shake your bonbon, shake your bonbon.
Okay.
That's just the love.
Yeah.
The love of my life is Ricky Martin.
Ah, qué lindo.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
One last question. What is a book everybody must read? It doesn't have to be one of yours, but like, what's a book that you read?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because it depends on who you are and which moment in your life you are. People tell me all the time, your book helped me so much. It changed my life. I keep telling them, I didn't do anything. You had the seed inside. I just put in words what you were feeling. Mm. And by talking about it, by just sharing the story and talking about it, you come to the understanding of something that you already knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you so much, Isabel, for having this conversation with me.
Gracias, Eva. Muchas gracias.
De nada. And muchas gracias a ti. And felicidades in the book. I'm so excited. I mean, anytime writing comes out from your soul, I'm like, I can't wait to get my hands on it and read it.
Gracias. Thank you, preciosa.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm happy to be connected with you. Connections with Eva Longoria is a production of Unbelievable Entertainment in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.